Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's program is going to focus on buying again.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about, we're reviewing residential real estate in 2017. It's been a robust market and sellers have loved it.
Sellers always love a good market.
Good means that they're selling at high price and quickly.
Yes, exactly. What causes that to happen? Other than just the simple statement that buyers don't have much to select from, so they've got to get with the program right off the bat.
Well, there's a lot of consumer confidence, which is difficult to measure. The challenge in consumer confidence is you may see high numbers in the consumer confidence indexes nationally or internationally, but you've got to say what's going on in this marketplace. In this marketplace, our major employers are government, healthcare, education. So we've got a robust market because the employment's strong in those areas.
And generally that remains strong during even a recession. Not that we have a recession, but sooner or later we will.
Right. We're in a good, solid, broad-based source for our employment, and the numbers are looking freakishly amazing going into 2018. What I wanted to talk a little bit about was the median sales price. The perception is homes cannot be purchased by first-time buyers any longer, but the median sales price is $260,000. $260,000 is still under $300,000, and if you do the mortgage calculation right now, you're still looking at something that may be comparable to the rent you're paying if you're a renter.
So that does make sense. If you are a renter, to at least explore seriously the opportunity to buy. Mortgage money has been so low in interest rate that you really can't afford not to look at it. Now, you may still decide, I'm going to continue to rent, but at least you've investigated it because the opportunity is there, assuming that you are reasonably employed and have a decent credit rating.
I heard an economist speak earlier this week in regards to boomerang buyers. That is someone that had to deal with a distressed sale during the recession and they're coming back in as buyers. Consider that. If you had a challenge, a short sale, a foreclosure, something that stopped you in your tracks because life happened during the recession for your family, take a look at it with a lender and see what it is that you need to do to get on the path of ownership again. It may be sooner than later.
Do you have a lender that you'd recommend?
Well, Mr. Mark Brockett, Willamette Valley Home Loan Services, excellent at talking to and planning with, even if it's not today that you can buy, you can set the course. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.